Good morning, everyone. This is Teresa Sakis. Thank you for joining us for our Team Glacken Saturday call. I am so excited. We have a wonderful leader that has joined us this morning, Master Coordinator Marty Frederick. Yay, Marty. Marty has been with Shackley for over 40 years now, which is amazing. He has served on not just one, but two Master Executive Committees. Marty has a wealth of information. I can't think of anybody better to speak about this subject today. Marty is going to share more with us about the Shackley Difference and just why he got into Shackley with all of the Shackley Difference. But Marty, before I say any more, why don't you just take it away and tell us about Shackley and what you were going to talk about today.
Okay. Well, I think Jennifer wanted us to touch base on the Shackley Difference, and first of all, I want to thank you, Teresa, and thanks, Jen, and all the group, everyone that's on the call for being here. This is an important topic to me because I didn't leave teaching with tenure and a master's degree to be part of something that wasn't significant. And I see Shackley as something that really is important to the world today. And I believe, as Dr. Shackley did, you know, people ask questions about the Shackley, you know, how does Shackley products compare to this brand or that brand or something like that. And I learned over time that really they're asking the wrong question, because as I learned more about Shackley and the Shackley Difference, I understood that they didn't really fully understand how Shackley came to be and what that difference is about. And that's what I want to try to touch base on today. And we have to understand where it began from. And Dr. Shackley, as many of you know, was born with a killing disease called consumption, which is tuberculosis. And he spent his childhood in convalescence, not playing with the other kids, but unable to get out there and do the things that a normal child would do. So he literally became a student of nature, because that's what he could do. He could sit and observe nature. And with that observance, he began to formulate a thinking pattern. And that thinking pattern in his study of nature is that he came to understand that nature had, and he learned in the body over time that the body had the inherent wisdom to heal itself, provided it has the materials. And he learned through many mentors as he grew up, and one of them was B.J. Palmer, who pioneered the whole industry of chiropractic. And Dr. Shackley, when he chose to pursue a path, as most of us done in high school, where are we going to go from here, he wanted to do something that could benefit humanity, that could help prevent the diseases that were impacting the world. And where medicine was just beginning to evolve, trying to cure the problem after the fact, he wanted to prevent it. And that's sort of where the Palmer Institute was moving toward, the study of the body internally and externally in that. And one of the things he learned there is that sugar, reflamed flour, and overconsumption of foods, salts, in theory, really, really robbed the body of vitality. And on the other side, drugs were masking the symptoms, but they really weren't curing the disease. Then he learned that what you think really is what's going to move you forward. And what you think is what you're going to tend to get. And so he wanted to work on thinking. His whole thinking process was about the study of nature and how that impacted life and health. So he decided to this path of the study of nature. So he ended up becoming a naturopathic medicine physician and many other disciplines, from biochemistry to autopsy surgery to chiropractic, and applying it and studying and working with the body. Well, one of the things he learned in the Palmer chiropractic is that you must obey the laws of nature if you're going to ever have hope for optimum health and wellness. And he saw that patients overfed were always, always undernourished. So he developed this belief, this structure, that the key to health, the key to vitality, was nutrition. poor health and nutrition, or poor nutrition, really led to what they called back then disease. The body was ill at ease. And he came to understand, well, how does nature impact life? So when we're talking about this Shackley difference evolving, this philosophy evolving through his studies as he began to walk through and develop this whole thinking process that culminated in what we have today in the Shackley Corporation. And one of the things that he was doing is that he wanted to see how nature really worked. Why did he, as a sickly, convalescent child, where the average lifespan for someone with this disease was 4 years, he became a healthy individual? And he looked to nature for that, and he discovered that he was able, through taking the fruits and vegetables that his mother had fed him over the course of time, he learned how to remove the minerals from the vegetables, and he could create a product. And that product would equal what they called back then a vitamin. So Casimir Funk had coined that word, and Dr. Shackley took it to the next level where he actually took those vitamins and he put them into a supplement. And he said, I never really made anything. He said, what I did is that nature made it. I just put it together. So this philosophy of living in harmony with nature began to evolve in the early 1900s. In 1915, he actually made that philosophy as part of his life. And when Dr. Shackley and his two sons formulated Shackley Corporation, that's the philosophy that this company was built on and based on and birthed on. And today we still have that these many 62, 63 years later. So everything in Shackley that's made must benefit a cell, cannot harm a cell. It has to be in harmony with nature. So thus we've seen the statement, always green, always safe, and always works. So, and that's a premise that goes back to in the Shackley research and development. Fundamentally, as a consumer, most consumers look to two basic criteria in judging how they're going to purchase a product. And the first one is the label. We see that today. Everybody's reading labels. And if it looks impressive, even though they may not know exactly what it says, if it looks impressive, then they'll look to the second thing, price. And that'll help make their decision. The problem with that is that ultimately it can be flawed. There's a lot of reasons it can be flawed. One of is that lower prices doesn't determine quality. Traditionally, lower prices determine lower quality. And what was interesting is that in 2007, Shackley looked to see how many companies were out there selling nutrition. There was over 1,460 companies, nutritional supplement firms. And they were offering, many of them were offering bogus products. And that, of course, that floods the system. That taints the industry. And, of course, Shackley over the years has had to fight a lot of those companies that have done that. So, and the fundamental thing that came about is that anybody could slap a label on the bottle. So what does it boil down to? It boils down to who do you trust? Who do you trust? If I'm going to put something in my body, who do I trust? Now, the American public's used to going to a fast food restaurant and eating those foods without questioning anything about it. But that doesn't mean, you know, how can you go to a fast food restaurant and get low price and expect high quality? It just doesn't equate. So you want to find a company that you can absolutely trust. And over the history of Shackley, that's been the foundation in harmony with nature. Must benefit a cell, can't harm a cell. Has never deviated. In my 47 years in Shackley, I've never seen Shackley deviate from that philosophy. Now, in the process of making supplements, there's four basic questions that must be addressed that Shackley does all the time. And the first one, they call them the four P's, and the first one is purity. We've learned that a lot of people are gravitating toward organic. And we, of course, we want something that's in harmony with the body, and chemicalized type foods and fillers and binders and all these preservatives aren't necessarily always in harmony with the body. But organic doesn't necessarily mean pure, because you can have oversprays and pollution all impacting the croplands that would be raised under the auspices of organic. But through extensive testing that Shackley utilizes, anybody else's measure, the Shackley products go beyond the organic. They literally can guarantee the purity of every raw material ingredient in the product. And what that means, pure, means that it's free from any kind of contaminant. The second, one point I want to add to that is that, to give you an idea of the Shackley philosophy in working. When I first started in Shackley in the early years in the 70s, there was a problem. Dr. Shackley wanted to move out of the and move towards retirement. So he tested the waters and he hired himself as CEO. Well, the standard in the industry was never Shackley's focus. It was always the Shackley philosophy beyond that, beyond organic. And this particular CEO, there was a problem with alfalfa, and they were utilizing the standard in the industry and some of the herbicides or fungicides to try to, because there was a really wet season, there was a problem with the alfalfa. So he purchased alfalfa that met the standards in the industry. And Dr. Shackley heard about this, and he came in and he fired the CEO, and he burnt $7 million. This is in the 70s, burnt $7 million worth of alfalfa. And we were without that product for 18 months. Well, it was interesting. People who relied on that product, and there were people who just thought, well, I'll go buy another product at the store. It has to be similar. They were experiencing the Shackley difference when it wasn't there. Because until Shackley came back, the testimonies that came across, they couldn't believe the difference when they got back to the Shackley alfalfa. The same thing happened with ginseng. There was a problem with that. And Shackley took that off the market. And the point is that I'm making here is that you don't have to worry about any product that Shackley produces ever, ever, ever harming you, your child's health, or your parents' health, or anybody you share it with. You always have that absolute purity. The second point is potency. Potency is construed as more is better. But that isn't a Shackley philosophy. It must be in harmony. It must be and work within the body. One example was that years ago there was a big problem with tubal birth defects. And they discovered that folic acid had a direct correlation towards reducing tubal birth defects. So Shackley had folic acid, which is a B vitamin, in the multi-supplement, and we had a B supplement. But they wanted a way to deliver more folic acid efficiently, fundamentally creating a prenatal before it was even named for moms. And they discovered, they went and they looked at every B vitamin that was on the market. I think there was well over 300 different companies producing B vitamins. And what they discovered through their testing is that there were companies out there that had 0% in the bottle what was on the label. Some companies had 50%, 30%, 20%. The only company out of the 300-plus vitamins that had on the label what was in the body was Shackley. And that's part of the Shackley difference. It must be absolutely what's on the label is in the bottle. That's critical. And that takes science. It takes a history of understanding the laws of nature and applying that. And that's very important. The other thing is looking at, there was a guy named David Colby, who was a PhD professor from pharmacology from the University of Mississippi School of Pharmacy. And they were doing studies on how supplements were tested for authenticity and potency and efficacy. And what they discovered is that most supplement companies failed to pass the ingredient label accuracy test. And they were using techniques to try to pass those tests, these companies, when they were building their products, by adding things on there to mask so that it could pass the test or do what they call spiking. And in the spiking, they were adulterating the product. And a lot of these products were getting passed in the test. And there was, out of 25 companies tested, 11 of them were using these addition and spiking processes. And what they were able to do with this spiking thing, and they were actually able to mimic the raw material activity of a of an organic real product. So this becomes a problem in the industry, going back to who do you trust to be able to utilize the product if you're going to put it in your body. The other thing that was going on is, and he was going, why are they doing this? Well, obviously money. Money comes into role. Companies can buy different levels of purity. I don't know if you knew that or not, but if you look in the bottle, it says 98% pure. Now, you go to the health food store and you look at those bottles, you read 98% pure, 97% pure, and you think, oh, that's really great, okay? Well, 98% purity in cost when you're buying that to make the raw material to make the product. At this time, when this doctor talked, it was 52 cents per gram. But if you wanted to go to the Shackley level, and there are, I don't know of any companies that's out there doing. There was, over the my 40-plus years, I've never heard of a company that's wanting 99.99% pure. And here's the difference. 52 cents a gram, 99.99% pure, $10.20 a gram. So the next time someone says to you, Shackley's expensive, there's the answer. Now, here's the good news is, if you want to get the equivalency of what they're buying at their cheap price as far as delivery to, and you want to get to their price structure, just have them cut their serving size down. If they took one Vitalin instead of two, they're still going to get, you know, 60, 80% more than they're getting in the other supplement delivered to the cell. And that's the key. It has to get to the cell. So that comes to the next step called performance. Now, how do you test performance? Well, you do it through different studies in that, but one of the things that Shackley does is apply the products to the elite athlete or the elite activity that really would test the products in the human body. And there were 25 greatest adventures in the nation at that time, and there's seven of those have been powered by Shackley. And some of those were expeditions to the North Pole and South Pole, Mount Everest. I got the opportunity to have dinner with Sir Edmund Hillary, and when they used Shackley, it was the first time they got to the top of Mount Everest without supplemental oxygen. And even to note, when they used the lip balm and the SPF 30 that we had, it was the first time they hadn't blistered. And of course, we've had dinner with Mark Kelly. Mark Kelly, one of the astronauts, and his brother, an astronaut, they use Shackley. And that's it's a unique, and why did they come to Shackley? Because the products deliver results. They're consistent. And, of course, you all know that we have many, many, many medals won in the Olympics. In fact, Roger on stage in August said that if we took all the medals that Shackley athletes have won, and we compare that to the other countries in the world who've had athletes win medals, Shackley would rank eighth in the world in number of medals won. So that's huge. That goes to the statement of the Shackley performance, you know. And again, it goes back to the philosophy: it must benefit a cell, cannot harm a cell. And finally, the proof's in the pudding, and that's the scientific studies. Now, I've consulted for physicians. I've had people brought to me that were promoting other companies. And I always ask them, show me your clinical studies published in peer review. Now, what that means is it separates. It has to be studies on their products. And what I found, I had one company come to me, and they had the most. They said they had 9. And I said, well, show them to me. And 8 of the 9 were done not on their product. It was based on studies that were published. And it was interesting. I saw 2 of the studies that they were quoting from were actually Shackley studies. So they hadn't done their product, their studies on their product. That's the Shackley difference. They do the studies, and then they have it peer-reviewed, meaning it goes out to the elite of the elite, a board, that will try to duplicate these studies to make sure that what you're saying is happening is actually happening. And it's very interesting. There was a substance called pycnogyl that was utilized in a product, and they were raving about how this was going to improve people's health. And when Shackley tried to duplicate the study in their own labs, they found out it did exactly what they were claiming to do. Now, that was over the course of time that they had selected, which was 4 or 6 or 8 weeks. I don't remember the exact time. But when Shackley extended it, now all you and I, we all take these supplements. I've been taking them 47 years. People go, well, how long have you been doing that detox program? 47 years. I've been using Herblex 47 years. Okay? These products, what they found by this pycnogyl, when they extended it beyond 12 weeks, instead of the results improving, they actually started to impact the results. They started decreasing. And that's the science that it takes. That's the research it takes to prove if the product is going to benefit a cell, if it's going to harm a cell. And that allows us to have something that's unique in the world. You're part of something unique. You're part of a mission, actually, that changes people's lives, that can change the course of history as far as our environment and our health. And today we have youth, of course, and our looks. So I'll end there. If anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to answer it. I think I used all my time up, Teresa.
Thank you, Marty. You have a wealth of information. Absolutely. I love it. Thank you so much. You've shared tremendous information, and I know that is the reason you've chosen to stay with Shackley. That's the reason I've chosen to stay with Shackley 24 years. It's because of the difference. So let me I know we have like another minute. I'll go ahead and unmute the call, and if anybody has a question, they can go ahead and ask, and then we're going to end because I just want to be on time with that. But thank you for coming on, Marty, and let me just unmute everybody here. Does anyone have a question or a comment that they would like to share to Marty or with Marty?
Hi, good morning, guys. It's Jackie in Chicago. Thanks, Marty. Thanks, Teresa. Marty, I wasn't in a position to take notes, but you said the 4 P's, and I can only remember 2 of them. Can you repeat those?
Yes, purity, potency, performance, and proof.
Okay, thanks. That was so great.
Well, I know it's 10:23, and I'm going to end there. And I just want to, Marty, I'm sure you'd be available to answer any questions if somebody wants to message you specifically about more about the Shackley difference. So Marty
sure.
can be found. Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Marty, for doing that. He's online on Facebook if you want to find him there and you have any messages you want to send him or questions, I should say. But I'm going to go ahead and end the call. I want to thank you guys all for joining us today on our Saturday morning call. And thank you, thank you, thank you, Marty, for spending time with us today and sharing more about the Shackley difference. We so appreciate it.
Thank you, Teresa. Thank you for joining the call.
Thank you. Okay, you guys all have a great Shackley week. Bye now.
Bye-bye.